Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
And that is intercepted at midfield. Blake Cashman diving for the takeaway. That's two takeaways today.
You can tell he knows Trevor Lawrence is watching for this crossing route. Just sits in there, picks the ball off.
I'm going to go even further than I did in the first segment of today's show. I am riding a Houston Texans high coming out of Las Vegas this past weekend. They saved my Sunday. And I mean, you see that moment from Trevor Lawrence. You compare it to the entirety of CJ Stroud's day on Sunday. Would you take CJ Stroud over Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, it's been three games, Paul.
I know. Now, CJ Stroud's never thrown four interceptions in one quarter like Trevor Lawrence did in the playoffs. Of all moments in time. I really liked coming out of that game, not just because you saw Stroud play well, the Texans special teams dominate, but also because I don't think the quarterback that the Jaguars have is that special either. So add it all up. How do you not feel good today? I know the twitch. You guys are miserable. I get it. Text line probably too. And there are a lot of people who are frustrated with what the Houston Astros are doing right now. And one game, one win over a probably overrated Jaguars team shouldn't have you saying Super Bowl, but it should have you happy. CJ Stroud, after the game, was asked about his performance. And once again, another reason to like this guy. Who is he crediting? He's not crediting himself.
That doesn't happen without protection up front. So my old line, man, had a great game. I think I learned a lot from just getting the ball out. Even when it's not there, check it down or get rid of it or do something to not take those hits. And that showed in this game. I didn't get sacked. I think I'm just learning because those guys up front are battling, and I got to help those guys out like they helped me.
It was crazy. Truly, that was crazy. He didn't get sacked once. I don't even know if he got hit hard. They were credited, the Jaguars, with four quarterback hits, but do you remember any of them? It felt like he had all day back there, and maybe an indictment on the Jaguars, Steelers defense, which the Texans will play this coming Sunday, is a lot better. It's got TJ Watt. But, I mean, considering where they've been week one, week two, they did a hell of a job. Despite being severely outmanned and outgunned. This is a very injured football team. So how the hell do they keep this going? CJ Stroud, noted man with a winning mentality. 1-0 since I asked him any questions about his winning mentality. Sean's laughing. Why? He is 1-0 since I asked him about his winning mentality and that really awesome answer he gave.
Since then.
Yeah.
Since 30 minutes after he went 0-2 in his first two games, and you asked him about a winning mentality.
Yeah. I believed. You didn't. It's fine. You're a heretic. Here's what CJ Stroud said about how the Texans can replicate this and roll off more wins.
For me, I think remembering the feeling of losing and how terrible it is and the feeling of what we just felt in that locker room right there, that's what it's about, doing it again. That's the hardest thing I've learned about this football game since I've been little. So it's the great ones do it every week. And if they don't do it that week, they don't ever have two bad weeks. So that's something that we're working towards, is just eliminating the negative plays and doing really, really well on first, second down and completing and executing on third down and keeping the ball, time of possession, field position, all those things really play into winning a tough NFL football game. So I think that's what it takes, man. The preparation and the work we put in, now it's time to do it all over again. You know what I mean?
He hasn't had a bad game yet, mentioning those bad games a little bit ago. He hasn't in the regular season. Preseason, in limited sample sizes, you could have made that argument. But while the team struggled in week one and in week two, it was never something that you would put on CJ Stroud. And to open up this season, the Houston Texans seem to have a very good passing game, despite not a lot of names at wide receiver, and despite having a rookie quarterback and a first-year offensive coordinator, a ton of injuries on the offensive line. Why is that? It's because they got a good quarterback. It's because they found the right guy. It should have you excited. He has truly looked like one of the better quarterbacks in the league to this point in the year. Meanwhile, on the other sideline, you got Trevor Lawrence after the game putting out a tweet. And I'm not really sure what he was going for here, but if you didn't see it, he just put the emoji of piece of paper with a pencil on it. And he put that down twice. That's what the Jaguars have as their quarterback. Some guy is going to put some dorky thing on social media like that after the team looked terrible, unengaged, unfocused, dead on arrival. And then the other guy's like, yeah, you know, I mean, all starts with the offensive line. And it gets annoying and it gets tropey and campy, whatever. You're supposed to enjoy these moments. You don't have to get a knife and stab the balloon or a pin. Suppose a pin would be a little bit more safe.
No. Get a knife to stab the balloon. Classic knife and balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where we're going with this one. So, some more comments here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 from the 832. I need my I'm a Stroud boy t-shirt. I think it's fun to say I'm a Stroud boy. Do you think it would get a little dicey if you bought the I'm a Stroud boy shirt?
No.
Obviously making reference to the Proud Boys.
I think because it's more of a verbal joke than it is a written joke, you know?
Yeah.
Because it rhymes with Proud Boy, you see? And so if you're reading it, you don't think Proud Boy, you think Stroud Boy. And you're like, that's kind of, it's weird in a different way that you're like, wait, so you're the boy of like a 21-year-old starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, that's believable.
That's my boy?
That's my boy. Yeah, it does sound kind of weird.
Or no, I'm his boy.
We're all boys. CJ Stroud's ball placement, writes another texter from the 832, is Brady-esque. I agree on that.
His ball placement's definitely better than Deshaun Watson's.
Man, what the hell was that throw? And, I mean, the Browns killed the Titans, which is nice. Ryan Tannehill, that offense, stone age. But there was a play yesterday where Deshaun Watson literally just threw the ball behind him. Like, imagine facing the goal line that your offense is going towards and then turning around and throwing it in the exact opposite way. Not as some sort of lateral. I do not know what the hell he was doing on that play. It's one of the dumbest, like, brain fart plays I can remember a quarterback making.
It's funny because, yeah, he's getting, like, tackled, like, and kind of, like, spun as he's tackling. And he turns around and he, like, I think he was trying to get it to, maybe it was Jerome Ford, the running back. But it's funny because he kind of, like, pumped it. Like, he kind of, like, thought about it. And then he was like, you know what? I am going to throw it. And then, yeah, he throws it towards the other end zone and misses the running back he was trying to get the ball to, who's like 5 yards away from him.
Yeah.
He misses him by 5 yards. Like, he just, it's like, it's a bad decision and then bad execution on the bad decision. It's such a wild thing. And since I was mostly watching the Texans game and then I had Red Zone on my computer and I saw that play on Twitter and then I didn't see anything from the Browns game, I was like, man, the Browns must be an embarrassing one for them. And then, oh, wait, the reason it's not on Red Zone is because they're up 30-3 on the Titans.
Yeah.
Titans, what the hell? What happened?
This was coming.
I believed in
they
Mike
sucked
Vrabel.
So bad, yeah. The second half of last year. Vrabel, great, neat. Vrabel can't work effing miracles. Ryan Tannehill stinks.
Yeah.
He's slowly been trending down since Arthur Smith left as offensive coordinator to go to the Falcons. Ever since that moment, Tannehill has come back to earth. significantly. There were a couple of years where he looked awesome, but he ain't the same guy. The receivers aren't the same guys. Their offensive line is not the offensive line it was not that long ago. Like, the NFL changes pretty damn quick. The Titans were never really that impressive. They were good. Now they're old. Yeah. That's what happens.
Will Levis will turn things around.
I don't even know if he's the next quarterback up.
Malik Willis will turn things around.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, I mean, you feel pretty good about where the Texans are in the AFC South as well. Actually, there's a lot of things to make you feel good. And I know some people are still mad about the Astros. I don't blame you. I mean, shoot, we had Tab call in, and Tab's essentially giving us a, oh, bless your little hearts, like patting us on the head. And I really do not know what the solution is for the remainder of this season. Dusty Baker going full George Knox is just not in his character. Like in Angels in the Outfield, throwing a bunch of bats at players and stuff. That's not going to work. What do you do on that front? And what else has us feeling good in spite of the Houston Astros from around the NFL? Well, something that happened up the road has me feeling pretty good. Man, what happened there? Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, let me tell you about my friends and mybookie.ag. Do we start hedging with the Astros? Do we start to try and make ourselves feel a little bit better about the slump that they're currently going through? Should we, I don't know, fade them? Fade them so that we can hedge? So tonight, oh man, the Mariners are favored. The Mariners are 1.5 run favorites against the Astros today. Justin Verlander on the hill at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. Are we going to do it? Do you want to hedge? Well, you can do it at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You get a sick deposit bonus. $50 you put down. You can receive up to $200 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. MyBookie.ag. Again, promo code BET975. I think I'm going to do it. I feel bad doing it, but may as well hedge at this point in time because they're not giving you anything. MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
Great win by the Houston Texans on Sunday. 37-17 in Jacksonville. They own the Jaguars. They just keep beating them. Specifically there, they've won every single game in Jacksonville since 2017, which I believe was after Deshaun Watson had torn his ACL in the 2017 season. They got absolutely boat raced. Since then, they've won every game in Jacksonville, and they've only lost once to Jacksonville since 2017. It was last year. It's crazy. Very one-sided. And I think it makes sense that a lot of people aren't fully buying into the Houston Texans after a win like yesterday. But, man, you should be happy. It does feel like they are going somewhere. They are going in the right direction after a game like that. They spanked them. But not everybody's there because the Astros got swept over the weekend by the Kansas City effing Royals. They've lost 5 of 6 to the Royals over the last couple of weeks. Hell, they lost 2 of 3 to the A's. Like they just can't get out of their own way. And I think that's one of the reasons that people are so down right now. SquidChef 007 said, I think we caught the Rangers at a good time. They had many injuries. Some of those players have come back now. But we got full of ourselves, then proceeded, after they destroyed the Rangers in that series, then proceeded to get swept by the sub-500 Yankees. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Lost 2 of 3 to the 2 worst teams in baseball, then got swept by the worst team in baseball in your own home. Pathetic. Yeah, it sounds like John McClain out there. By the way, McClain, you would not know that the Texans won 37-17 with their second overall pick quarterback doing great things, their third overall pick blocking a kick. You would not have known that if you took a look at his online recap of the game. My God. There's a lot to be excited about. I think I saw one where he said, well, if the Texans win and if who's the other team in the AFC South?
The Colts.
Yeah. If the Colts ended up losing to the Baltimore Ravens, the Colts won because Matt Gay hit four field goals, that there will be a four-way tie for first place in the AFC South, or I guess you could say four-way tie for last. I was like, okay, John, let's smile, okay? Put on a smile. Put on a smile. C.J. Stroud. Come on.
And I noticed that he was tweeting a lot during the, tweeting a lot negatively.
Yes.
During the Texans win. And then I just scrolled back a little bit farther to Saturday night and he had no tweets about his beloved Baylor Bears.
I was
with their pathetic performance against the Texas Longhorns.
I was waiting for you to bring up Texas.
The first quarter, the announcers are like, this Baylor team looked like they quit. Crickets from John McClain.
Wow.
Crickets.
37-17 win by the Texans.
Terrible.
A little underwhelming.
Yeah.
A little underwhelming to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, makes you think. What do you people need to be happy? The people that are being like, yeah, whatever, with this Texans victory, and probably more focused on the Astros. I get it. I mean, they got swept. We don't know what to do, really. We truly don't know what to do. We almost want to, every single time we bring up the Astros, just randomly play a Houston Texans highlight from yesterday, of which there are many. Does this help? How about this? Because remember, yes, the Rangers are in first place in the American League West, but the Dallas Cowboys supposedly had the best team in the National Football League. Does this make you happy too? The Cowboys lost to the Cardinals. Everyone thinks the Cardinals are openly tanking. And the Cowboys lost that game somehow. And naturally, being a Cardinals-Cowboys game, I believe this was in Glendale, there are a lot of Cowboys fans there. This is Josh Dobbs, quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, talking about their early departures from the stadium.
That was good. That was great, man. That was great. It was great to see the Red Sea, too. I know they travel well, but it's good to hear our fans cheering for us as we got the dub to finish it off. So, yeah, it was good to send them home a little early and enjoy the moment with our guys.
Does that make you happy if you're an Astros fan?
Yeah. The Cowboys lost to...
Shots. Explosives. Explosives. You can run.
Our guy, Jonathan Gannon.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
I got to say, very impressive win for Jonathan Gannon.
Buckle up. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, man, you had this all ready to go. That makes me happy. The Cowboys lost to that guy.
They had fire in their belly. I don't have fire in your belly. But
it's surprising they lost against the NFL. Anything can happen. But, I mean, I think there was a very strong case to make that the Dallas Cowboys were the best team in the National Football League through 2 weeks. Now the Dolphins have lapped everybody. It is the Dolphins League, and we are all just living in it. And crazily, we will only have two undefeated NFL teams by the end of tonight. Because every single team in the AFC outside of the Dolphins has a loss. And the Philadelphia Eagles and Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the last two 2-0 teams to play each other. So, oh, the San Francisco 49ers are 3-0. I forgot about them on the Thursday night football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was such an afterthought.
Asterix. They got to play Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes, man. But it's Dallas, that was a bad one. And that's one of those games where you watch it and you wonder, okay, so the defense that we thought was all world just lost to Josh effing Dobbs. But also, the offense?
Dude, the Dak Prescott interception was one where if you think that Dak Prescott is like it can be the guy for the Cowboys to like win them games and win the Super Bowl, that interception is like actually that has to make you waver on that belief a little bit. That was a terrible interception he threw in the end zone.
I don't think any Cowboy fan truly believes in them.
I mean,
though.
Just
I think
like
they like
pundit
the defense.
Or, you know, like there is a Dak camp out there. Not everyone's like, get this guy out of here. It's not literally only Jerry Jones.
Who's
who
in
likes
the Dak camp now? Is it like weirdos who like have obsessions with going to high school camps when they're in their 30s and 40s? Not even to be a counselor? You know, like try to.
Is that what Dak did?
I don't know, man, but does. Oh. anyone.
Wait. What was that in reference to?
That wasn't a reference to anything. I'm just saying, like, the people that are still at the camp of Dak Prescott are essentially like 35-year-olds. Like that like the few three people that still like camping, unironically. These are like Disney people. That's the only people left on it. I don't know who believes in Dak, truly. I don't think anyone does. I think everyone's like, yeah, he's good, but eh. Kirk Cousins, same thing. But Kirk Cousins at least puts up numbies.
Well, in losses.
That is true.
He hasn't won anything this
man,
year.
Man, while we're on it, again, a lot of things to be happy about today, guys. I know, like the Astros got swept and not great, but the Texans look good. Brandon Staley, oh man, you are so lucky. He would have gotten fired on the spot. I mean, that's what he does. He loves to go for it on 4th and 1, but you're going in for 4th and 1 on your own 18, and you still won that game? What a bozo that guy is.
That is exactly how, I mean, when we talked about it for 30 seconds on Friday's show, that's like basically exactly what both of us thought was going to happen. It's like, this game will come down to something stupid happening in the last 2 minutes, and something stupid happened, and then something even more stupid also happened. It's crazy.
It's two organizations that, outside of last year with the Vikings, who had all those fortunate wins, they seemed very lucky. The Vikings and Chargers have had very tortured, catastrophic luck histories. And I guess there only could be one team that would find a way to somehow blow it when the Chargers are trying to give you the game.
Yeah, I mean, those are probably the two most, like, just
terrible luck.
Yeah, it's terrible luck. It's not like they're terrible teams. Like they go 9-7 every year. It feels mm-hmm. like, or 7-9. They just kind of flip between those two things. And both those teams have had like a ton of great players, but yeah, they just always just lose in the most like agonizing ways.
Yeah,
no matter who the coach is, no matter who the quarterback is, it's crazy.
Brad Childress, Mike Zimmer. Who was the head coach when they...
Denny Green?
Yeah. Oh, man. R.I.P. Denny Green was the coolest. Yeah. Paul Gawacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call and text. No one wants to talk about the Astros. Honestly, I don't blame you. But are positive vibes the way? Are they? Some people think so. One person in particular that you guys are... I think starting to lose patience with, to put it nicely. You'll hear who I'm talking about next. First, let me tell you about my friends at Pendleton Whiskey. So, it was really awesome to see when I was in Vegas over the weekend. Some Pendleton Whiskey at the bar that I went to. Oh, there it is. Hey, one big rock. Give me that smooth, refreshing, not too sweet whiskey. It's cut with Mount Hood Glacier water. It just sounds so refreshing, especially today where I'm dehydrated. It's also made with the finest northern grains, and it is a part of Pendleton, who, with the Pendleton Roundup, have been helping define what it means to be a cowboy and honoring the legacy of the American West for all of this time. It's fantastic stuff. Give it a try. Pendleton Whiskey. It's true Western tradition and the official whiskey of the PBR Tour.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
What's the recommended amount of dedicated wham I should have to a server?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Help behave, Paul. Give him hell.
Some comments that have to do with the Houston Astros. Infinity Beard on twitch.tv/ESPN975 says, I need the ass Stros.
Got him.
A-S-S-T-R-O-S, in case you didn't understand.
Fried them. I don't know how they'll ever respond.
To quit choking to be happy. Watching every single game this season really feels like a giant waste. I am right there with you, sir. I am right there with you. That's what gets me frustrated about baseball, is when there's 162 games and the 162 games don't go anywhere. I'm like, what did I just do? Did I just take a bus? I got on a Greyhound to go across country. 6 days later, I've made it to my destination. Oh, no, you're out of vacation days. You now need to fly back. Some more comments. Maybe we should do this tomorrow, because I am actually curious from the Rangers side of things, now that the Rangers are 2.5 games up on the Astros in the AL West. I wonder how sports talk in Dallas sounds today. Because that is a pretty sick development, right? Rangers looked dead not that long ago after the Astros beat them in that 3-game series. What was the final score? Like 50-6? They scored a lot of runs. I obviously laid the Rangers to rest with a little funeral. Do they even talk about it? Is it the third segment of the show? Is it the fourth segment of the show? SquidChef007 says, I bet sports talk is amazing in Dallas after that loss. When I lived there, when the Cowboys lost, sports talk was great. When they won, it's all about how about them Cowboys. Well, maybe from people listening. I don't know. I feel like the people that cover the Dallas Cowboys on a regular basis are rather cynical, like most educated Cowboys fans. How many educated Cowboys fans are there? I don't know. I mean, Sean Mapes is a Cowboys fan. So, Sean, they are 0-1 since you officially declared for House Dallas Cowboys, and they lost to Jonathan Gannon, who, as we outlined in the last segment, is goofy, to be nice. And we're being nice.
What's even more dejecting is that, yeah, just the defense just did not show up. You know, our defense just
didn't. Our defense.
Yeah, didn't show up.
How about them Cowboys, Sean?
Oh, man. I hate it when people do that to me after every heartbreaking Cowboys loss.
It's a rough life.
It is a rough
life. It's a life you chose, though, literally a week ago.
Yes. You know, being a 28-year-old or being 27-year-old, it's been 28 years since they've done anything. Being a 27-year-old Cowboys fan, trust me, it's the worst. You don't get any of the winning. You just get
yeah. You all can't the even claim it.
I've literally never seen the Cowboys win a game.
Yeah, you weren't alive.
Just any game as a Cowboys fan. Oh. They just haven't won.
Man, may as well be a Bears fan.
No, come on. I would never do that even as like a bit. Who'd, I would never do that.
What fan base in sports wants to not watch sports again the most after this weekend? If you're a Broncos fan, your team just allowed 70 points, and then they stopped trying.
A Broncos fan that went to University of Colorado.
Yikes.
You watch your teams lose like 120-20.
Yeah. Did you see how Deion Sanders says, well you got to get us while we're down? Like, oh, sir, this is just the beginning of the Pac-12 schedule.
Yeah.
And I love Deion. I want him. Yeah. We on this show, we want Deion to succeed, but it's going to be rough.
Yeah, just I don't think that Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders are going to both win the Heisman this year, mm-hmm. despite what Big Noon Kickoff will have you think.
Oh, no, you're right.
But by the way, Big Noon Kickoff back in Boulder this week for their fourth time this year doing a Colorado game.
I think it's been every single week.
Except for last week, I think.
Right, and last week it was Pat McAfee and ESPN that were doing the build-up, at least on Friday and Thursday.
Well, no, both ESPN and Fox were at the Colorado State game. I think Fox was at both of the games before that. They're at the TCU game. They were at the Nebraska game. Yeah, so they've done every single game except for, I think, last week's game.
I really hope that this doesn't just end it. I have a feeling that you'll hear some of the bluster. But I wonder if this is already...
I think it'll simmer it down a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be like literally every Colorado game is the most watched game that week. I think that's going to stop once they start losing by 4 touchdowns.
We'll focus on college football a little bit more tomorrow. I'll be honest, I have to refresh my brain. There are large portions of Saturday I do not remember. Large portions of Saturday. We'll talk about them in garbage time. You'll enjoy it. I had a great time, apparently.
Shots.
Yeah. You could say that again.
Just shots. No explosives. Just shots.
I think that the fans that are feeling the worst today, though, are not that theoretical Broncos Colorado fan. I think if you're a Bears fan, you want to die today. Because it's not just that you got absolutely destroyed on national TV, which you probably don't even want to be on anymore. You're sick of being on national TV. You know how this goes. But you also had to sit through a game where the actual football became a backstory to a pop star dating the tight end on the team that was having its way with you. Like, that was the rest of the game. They got so bored by the Chicago Bears that they started to just zoom in on Taylor Swift in the effing suite. And then if you're a Bears fan, you're looking at the scores around the NFL and you're thinking to yourself, oh, so the quarterback who unintentionally, I don't think he intended for it to go down the way that it did, but the quarterback who made it seem like he's being overcoached goes out there with what was supposed to be a carefree mentality, and he sucked. He was worse than he was in the weeks before. I watched far too much of that game because it was the nationally televised game. It's on the big TV, and he just sits there and holds the ball. It's incredible. He just sits there. And if you're a Bears fan, you did not use that number one overall pick to get a quarterback. And I suppose you could get one next year. Maybe you will end up getting Caleb Williams.
They're going to get this, their number one pick, which is going to be high. They're also going to get the Carolina Panthers pick, which also going to be high. So I guess that's the mental gymnastics you have to do is like, hey, we might have two top five picks instead of just like one. But yeah, I don't know. We can just ask Joe George how much it sucks.
I know it sucks.
Producer of the Killer Bees, Joe George.
I hate watching it. I want them to be put out of their misery.
Imagine being a Bears fan that has a Taylor Swift obsessed girlfriend. And so all she wants to do is watch the game as you're like, no, we can change it. Are we sure there's nothing? We don't have to go make a run to the store. Don't have to do anything. No errands to run. We have to watch this game because they keep showing Taylor Swift every 45 seconds. All right, cool. Sure. Like that might be the worst, is a Bears fan with the Taylor Swift obsessed significant other.
Yes.
Because you can't just turn it off. You have to live in that game.
You can't.
For the rest of the week.
Oh, boy. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, like, do you want this? Do you want this to happen? I don't understand.
713-780-3776.
Taylor Swift fans out there, do you want Travis Kelce? Like, that's what you're stuck with if you're a Bears fan watching that game. Like, actual conversations being had about whether or not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are dating for real. If he felt pressure to score a touchdown with her there in attendance, and it just overlooks the Bears, who are essentially the directional 1AA football team stuck on the schedule for the Chiefs, just there to collect their paycheck and get absolutely ass kicked for 60 minutes.
Someone said it was like a homecoming game because like the Chiefs are basically like deciding, yes, who's going to score a touchdown.
It's not even homecoming game. It's like a lower rung than homecoming.
Yeah, no, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, though, like, you have to deep down kind of know what the game is with Taylor Swift's significant others. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, going to be a big deal for a while. Then they'll break up. Then she'll make an album about it. And probably, then I'll like the album. Like, that has to be, like, I would imagine you're not emotionally invested in Taylor Swift's significant others at this point, even if you are a Taylor Swift's super fan, because you're like, well, I mean, we kind of go through like three of these a year. Like, who cares?
Yeah, we really do.
like, I don't know.
Is there going to be a song about Travis? That's all I want. Oh,
there has to be. That is all I want for Travis Kelce, is to like continue dating long enough to where he can be mentioned in a song where she has to like, oh, what rhymes with Chiefs or whatever. I don't know how she does it.
I saw a tight end with the tight end, and I wanted to grab it with my hand.
I guess I'm the real catch. Possession to the ground. I don't know. Dean Blandino. I am a catch. I don't know.
We'll work on it. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Final thoughts on the Texans' awesome win yesterday over the Jaguars. What the hell the Astros should do to have a pulse at all against the Seattle Mariners, and perhaps some trashy Paul in Vegas stories. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
I legitimately can go nowhere on social media without seeing something Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift related. I can't get away from it. Just went on Instagram during the commercial break. Three things from ESPN immediately that involved Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Went to Twitter, same thing. I'm not even going to bother to go on Facebook. TikTok, I'm sure, is particularly insufferable. I am fascinated by how fascinated people are with this. I get it. She's famous. How is this different than any of the other people who are more famous that she's dated before? And how pathetic is it that the NFL is trying to use this to, like, grow its audience?
That's what struck me when, again, creep Ian Rappaport was like, can there just be a stream that's just Taylor Swift and not the game? I was like, I think Taylor Swift is bigger than the NFL.
Definitely.
She came in and she took over the NFL.
She's a musician. Yeah. I think musicians are...
Not a lot of musicians are bigger than the NFL.
She's like a billionaire.
Sure, but the NFL, the Chiefs are worth like $5 billion.
I suppose, yeah, if we were doing net worth.
It's not about net worth. It's about, like, buzz. And she's like, she just is bigger than the NFL. The NFL, yeah, you're right. The NFL is drafting off of Taylor Swift to get more attention.
It's so shameless. I do respect it, though.
It's so shame. Between,
I respect it. The NFL, they do what they do best.
We, as social media users to follow sports, are so lucky that Colorado also lost. Because this week would be nothing but Deion Sanders and Taylor Swift. Did you see that over the, like, there's a point last week where ESPN College Football's Instagram account, their last, like, seven posts were all Colorado-related.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
They just pump. There's no seven in a row.
That's not surprising to me.
There's not a single one about the AP Top 25.
Who cares? Hey, who cares? Who cares
about anything? Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Yeah, but that, it's the Big Ten. It's the Midwest.
It also wasn't on an ESPN property. But
there you go.
Florida State, Clemson. It's crazy. It's crazy how, like, I feel like now we've come to a point where no matter what, once enough people are interested in a thing, the, like, media and social media companies will be like, all right, just run the play that works. Just until they're sick of it. And then we'll get sick of it. Except for Taylor Swift. No one will ever get sick of Taylor Swift. Because, you know, I'm in my Taylor Swift era.
There's so many Taylor Swift songs.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm swooning
right
now.
You just play the same Taylor Swift song over and over again. Oh, and then when you're sick of it, there's another Taylor Swift song.
And then she'll re-record all of her albums. And then you have to buy those.
I guess you don't have to buy albums anymore. So that's at least
less. Well, if you really want to support artists, you can. Paul.
Yeah.
And you don't want to support Taylor Swift?
Not really.
Oh, my God. We're going to clip this and have them be at your neck on social media.
Texter from the 713. My wife, a diehard Swiftie, came up to me yesterday and asks, what does KC stand for in football? The only game she ever watches is the Super Bowl, and it's because of the party and halftime performances. This is the same girl who changed the channel when I stepped away from the room while watching the Texans.
Well, I mean, most weeks she's in the right to do that.
Not in the right there.
No, not yesterday, but most weeks just changing it off the Texans is fine.
It's just classic bias against Houston. That when C.J. Stroud delivers a Hall of Fame caliber performance on Sunday, on the road, in front of the vaunted, tough crowd, all those fans in the stands in Jacksonville wearing their jorts, sitting in the pool, naturally,
Houston's always getting kept down. We're not going to talk about C.J. Stroud being the greatest quarterback in this year's draft class, clearly, and a possible future Hall of Famer. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift's latest side piece, who didn't even hold hands with her on the way out of the stadium, telling, oh, she's hanging out with his mom, but they're not even remotely physical on the way out? What is this? What are we doing here? This is a bias against Houston. Could have any headlines about Jose Altuve when Altuve was on fire a couple of weeks ago. No headlines about C.J. Stroud right now. None.
We need to get Dalton Schultz together with Selena Gomez. I don't know. I don't know. How do we do this?
I honestly don't. I don't think there is another musician as high profile as her.
Absolutely not.
And I mean, you know, she's my age. She's running out of options too. That's what my mom would say.
She's running out of options. She sure is.
What? Oh, wow. Oh, look at me. I'm dating an NFL player. We don't even know if she's dating an NFL player.
That'd be hilarious.
You know what? SquidChef 007 says she needs Brady. You know what? I want Tom Brady to break this one up. I want someone's got to stop the Chiefs. They're winning too much.
He already is basically the only one to stop the Chiefs.
Really? Tom Brady?
He beat him in the first year when he threw an interception, but D4 was offsides. And then he beat him in the Super Bowl. Like, every other time, the Chiefs just walked to the Super Bowl.
I want Tom Brady to come up to Taylor Swift while she's out for dinner with Travis Kelce, like in that sexual harassment commercial that he did on SNL, and to just... So basically, they're just wearing some tidy whities, just puts a leg up on the table. Hey, game over.
Just do what Pat Riley did when he was recruiting LeBron James. Just drop the rings on the table.
Ooh,
here you go.
Yeah, six how of many them. Of those you got, Travis?
Yeah, six of them. And Taylor, how would you like one more?
Love it. Love it. Some Texans. They're not having this C.J. Stroud Hall of Fame. I do love that our listeners are so adorable. Like, you just don't get it. You just don't get what good football is, like I do. C.J. Stroud Hall of Fame. Just get him the gold jacket right now. Sean, why are you laughing?
Next week they should cancel the J.J. Watt whatever Ring of Honor thing and just put C.J. Stroud in the Ring of Honor at halftime.
Yeah, honestly, why not?
If he doesn't throw an interception in the first half, just put him in the Hall of Fame.
He hasn't thrown an interception in the first three games.
That's what I'm saying. But he can't throw an interception in the first half and then at halftime be like, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
He is making history, and no one's talking about it.
How many weeks until he's the best Texans quarterback of all time?
Paul? He is already, Sean.
This is
It was a very low bar to clear because the last one got a little too crazy.
This is like the most like sunshine and rainbows I've ever seen you.
I'm happy. Dude, I missed my flight out of Las Vegas yesterday morning and spent stupid amounts of money trying to fix that problem. And that team made me happy.
You should have just bet on the Texans. Get all that money
I know.
Back.
I wish I did. I shouldn't have bet on Colorado. I don't know why I did.
What?
For
that being your only bet, that's crazy.
I agree because the bet I was most confident in was anyone against Michigan State. Anyone against Michigan State. And I think it was
Shorecrest
Maryland
Preparatory School against Michigan
Seriously,
State.
Seriously, I would pick my high school against Michigan State and I told my friend, "Oh, I was looking at all like the spreads and I had already put in my ticket and I looked at this and I was like, wait, the spread's 8? What happened? Someone must have effed up. So I was like, dude, that one. Hit it hard. But I don't like gambling. I really don't like gambling. Anyway, time for a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when
it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage.
It's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
So I did go to Las Vegas over the weekend. Some of the details I am willing to share now that I've thought about it. I don't want to share all of them. But I hate blackjack. I just hate blackjack. Even when I win, I don't like it. It just stresses me out the whole time that I'm there. And all of my friends who were at this table with me can attest. There was a point where I was up 400. Naturally, I lost all of it. And I was just gnawing on my knuckles because I could not handle the stress. I couldn't deal with it. Winning was not fun. Losing hurt. It felt like I was getting punched in the stomach over and over again. Betting on sports is one thing. I just can't do blackjack, which I do think is available at mybookie.ag. Promo code bet975. I do not know how people play blackjack. Like, even if you win, it's not fun. It's only fun if you win, and then naturally, at the end of your sit, you've made like $14,000 or something like that.
Would be fun. Yes, Paul, I agree. Making $14,000 would be fun.
It would be fun.
It's more fun than not making $14,000.
Also, my friend who gambled on that one Michigan State game, in addition to others, at one point sits down with me. I was riding high here with the Texans having blown the Jaguars out. It was like the last 3 minutes of the game. He sits down and he proceeds to pull out 13 tickets. Winner! 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 Then he flexes very casually. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go cash out right now. Comes back. Man, I'm really uncomfortable with how much money is in my wallet right now. I'm really uncomfortable with how much money's in my wallet. And I was like, cool, man. Cool. Please rub it in. I missed my flight this morning. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm dying. Slowly dying inside. There's a large portion of Saturday that I'm not sure happened.
But hey, you made it. You made it to the end of the show today.
I did.
It was questionable whether you would make it to the start of the show, but you made it.
I did.
Not just to the start of the show, on time, but you made it all the way.
And it's all because of CJ Stroud, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. What? I was the one who...
One set of footsteps. That was CJ Stroud carrying you through the show.
Mm-hmm. It was. And guess what, guys? You heard it here first. You heard it here first. How about that? What a way. What a day. Happy Monday. So long. Farewell. Big thanks to Sean Mapes, our texters, twitchers, and callers behind the glass. Even Tab. That was so patronizing. Damn it. The Astros, stop. Please stop puking this away. Josh Beard and the Who is up next. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Monday. Peace.
Shots. Explosives. Explosives. You can run.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
I knew which vegetables went together, proteins, temperature, sauces. And when somebody new came into the restaurant to stage, I'd look at them like they were a competition, like I'm going to smoke this mother.